I think if you both came into the boardroom, I think that that would be fine. So we'll work it out later.
Okay. Director Thornborough, we had previously discussed in these emails back and forth between Jeff and I that possibly Thursday at 1:30 p.m., if that works for you then.
That works.
Okay, then I'll confirm that with Jeff. And Jeff, you let me know if 1:30 in the afternoon works for you and your staff.
Sure.
So Michael, we go to closed session after public forum, correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Give Mitch a call.
With sailing. Today, 800 shots were given to frontline staff.
All right, he'll be switching over from the closed session link. He's like, where is everybody? There we go.
Here I am.
Okay. It is now 4:01, December 15th, and we will call the special meeting to order. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance. If everybody can go to mute, and ex-Director Garcia can unmute and lead us in the pledge.
Thank you. Ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to adopt the agenda.
There a second?
I'll second.
Second by Director Thornborough. Let's have a roll call vote.
Director Saunders?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Thornborough?
Aye.
Director McDonald?
Aye.
The motion passes. The agenda is adopted. We will now open for public comments. You can comment on the special closed session items or anything not on the agenda. Do we have any comments? I see nothing from public comments. Okay, we will go to closed session. We will adjourn to closed session. It will be a conference with legal counsel going over public employment of general manager. And we will tentatively be back in about 40 minutes. So if the director is go to the closed session link that you have in your email.
So Director McDonald, you have to get out of this Zoom meeting and go back into the other link.
Okay.
And then when that one's over, you have to come back into this one.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, I left meeting. Steve Dowd, left
so just
meeting.
Keep the Zoom thing up and then you can go back to it.
Oh. You're using this device audio.
This year's
All back. It is now 4:56. We are returning from closed session. The information we have to report out is we will continue the GM search. We are going to update the information and advertisements, and we will send that out on January 1st. Item 5, new business, board of directors vacancy. Okay, does staff have anything?
President Saunders, this is the procedure that the district has followed in the past, and it's pretty common for other districts to follow a similar process is what is included in your board packet. So we're just seeking direction from the board.
Thank you. Were you able to send out the notice to elections?
Do you know if we were able to? Did we send out the notice to elections yet?
To have an election?
No, the notice to elections that we had a vacancy.
No, we did not.
All right. Yeah. I have that.
We'll do that this week.
All right. Yep. The letter I sent out. So just if we could send that to the Board of Elections and we'll be good to go.
Okay.
Okay. So this item is appointing a new director. There is a board policy 4097, which the plan is to follow, which would be to send out a public notice to garner candidates who are interested to provide an application information and resume. We would take those candidates. Each director would decide which candidates they want to bring forward for an interview. And the majority of directors, based on those majority, will bring those candidates for an interview and have an appointment process. Is there anybody that has any input on that?
What if it's 2-2?
Then we will probably have to either keep going or. We'll have to make a determination. But that's one of the possibilities. It can be 2-2 because we have 4 members, so.
President Saunders, I have a question, and Barbara, maybe you can help with this. In the policy that we're working from, this filling of vacancies of the board of directors, this policy 4097, do you know what the principal act is that is mentioned in 4097-1, where it says the board of directors are elected in accordance with the principal act of the district? What's the principal act?
I assumed that it was referencing the formation. I wasn't really sure.
Okay. Okay, and another quick question. It says in the same paragraph, the district has a total of 60 days in which to take action. Is that calendar days or working days?
That's calendar days, yeah. 60 days.
Okay. 2 months. And, yeah.
2 months.
Okay, and then Barbara, do you know what they're referring to when the definition, what's the definition of action? Is that just us beginning the process where we have the GM send the letter to El Dorado County Elections Department? I'm not sure I understand what they mean by take action.
Choose which process you're gonna do. Okay. Right, how are you gonna fill this seat? And what President Saunders is suggesting is that you're not gonna hold a special election, you're gonna do it by appointment. And so you're gonna follow the process to put out a notice in the local paper and get resumes or people with whatever they provide, whatever you ask them to provide, to show their interest in the position. And then from what President Saunders indicated, you're gonna do interviews and vote on them.
Okay, great, thank you.
Yeah, Jeff, right, it's the formation code. The principal act is like the water code under which you are formed.
Right, that's how I interpreted it.
Yeah, that's what it's the PUD act.
Okay, great, thank you. And President Saunders, I'm fine with following policy. We do an appointment process. So we go out to do the advertisement and put the advertisement out for 15 days. And hopefully we'll get several candidates that are interested in helping us on the board, start working towards making some of the improvements in the district. And we'll get a healthy, robust pool of candidates to interview and make an appointment selection from there. The timing is, I think we'll get to that discussion, but I'd like to figure out what our timing's going to be on that.
Yeah, looking at the timing, if we put out a public notice this week, that would leave us with the option of having a special board meeting the first week in January, or just doing it at the beginning of our regular board meeting in January. So those are the two options.
Holidays, and if we want to give, if we're going to be requesting that the candidates send us in, you know, the letter with their resume, and to give them a little bit more notice for their concerns with the holidays and possibly travel, because I know COVID hasn't shut down travel on in some areas, but I think we can be a bit generous and maybe do it at the same time, give them a little bit more time and do it at the same time as we have a regular board meeting in January on the 12th.
Yep, and I agree with that.
We're conserving time for the board of directors as well as Barbara and staff members as well.
And that will give us a good week to review the, get all of the applications and material into review, bring back your request that you would like to see interviewed, and then we'll be able to notify the candidates. So the plan sounds like we are looking at the regular board meeting to do the appointment.
Do the appointment or interviews?
Interview and appointment at the same time.
Okay.
The interviews are done in closed session, aren't they?
The policy indicates open session.
Then, repeat that.
What happens with the review? Let's say we get five candidates and Mike likes two, Director McDonald likes three, Director Garcia likes two, I like two, and the majority are the ones we call back for an interview. So out of five, we may only get two back. We may get three back. We may get five back. We may get one. So it depends on the majority board would like to see come back for an interview. Because not every candidate may you want to bring into an interview. And that's in the policy.
Right, so you're gonna have to have a discussion to determine even who you're gonna interview. So that had to happen at.
So we may still have to have that special meeting the week before.
Yeah. And remember the last time we did this, it was kind of awkward in open session.
Yes, it was, especially when we get to the appointment process.
Right.
If we can come up with a process for appointing folks where it's somewhat confidential, but yet somewhat open so that we're not making it awkward and embarrassing candidates because they weren't selected. I don't want to distract or be disrespectful to any candidate.
Yeah, so I think that the selection process is where you kind of hone down the candidates you're bringing in, kind of solidify the questions you want to ask them, so then we can bring them forward, each ask the same questions by each person, and then have our decision vote on, and that way we'll know, and there doesn't have to be any further explanation after that.
Yeah, but that's kind of what we did last time, and it still ended up quite awkward.
It did. So
do we want to go to closed session and do a vote afterwards, do you think?
I don't know how you put this in closed session. Jeff, have you done this where they've gone into closed session?
Yeah, that's the plan for Carmichael. So it would seem like you'd be able to have the interviews in closed session.
Right. Yeah. Do you,
then we could come out and then announce who we select afterward, which might be much easier and clearer.
Well, then you would someone would nominate someone, and then you would vote in open session.
Right.
Right. So what's the
second and yeah?
So what's the section under the Brown Act that allows you to do that?
Well, maybe.
I'll figure it out, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what stumped me last time.
We'll find out if we can do that closed or open. If not, we'll have to come out with a process of how we will do the nomination if we have multiple candidates.
Is it possible to do the interviews in open session and then go to closed session for the voting between the five board members to select a candidate?
Well, yeah, that's what Barbara said. She had to see if it was a Brown Act violation or not, so.
And when we select that candidate, that would be the one that we could come back out in open session and say, we have decided to appoint this particular person in the director's vacancy.
We nominate a person and then someone would second it and we do the same vote.
You have to vote in open session.
Right. So you have a closed session discussion, and then you do the interviews open, go into closed session, have a discussion, come back into open session, have a nomination and vote. I just don't know what that closed session is other than some sort of employment, you know, interview type of exception. That's where I'd have to find. It's not litigation, it's not potential litigation. So it has to be some sort of employment, you know, fit them into an employment interview.
Right.
That's what you would do.
Barbara, if you could check, that would be great. That would hopefully make it less embarrassing for certain candidates that then were not selected. Because I certainly wouldn't want to embarrass them out in an open session.
Yeah, that was really awkward. And it'll make for a much better candid discussion amongst the four of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Agreed.
Thank you.
So, okay.
Okay, so it sounds like we will try and get the public notice of vacancy to solicit a new director at by the end of this week. And if we can also get the draft letter to registration, which says that the board is going with the appointment process. And this gives us a timeline of probably that first week in January to review the applicants. And we will confer with our legal counsel to see which parts of this process can be done closed session versus open session. All right, before finalizing this, we can take any public comments on the matter.
President Susan Saunders, I have a question first. You mentioned send the letter to registration. Do you mean send the letter to elections?
Elections, yeah, the Office of Elections.
Yeah, and I want to make sure you want people to submit their letter of interest by what date?
So let's see if we're going to put it out. I would say by, let's see. So by January 4th.
All right.
That's the Monday.
Close of business January 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And do those go directly to you, Jeff?
Yes.
Are we going to put on there the tentative scheduled board meeting that it's going to be done?
We can add that to the notice and say for consideration at the January regular meeting, which is on January 12th?
January 12th, I believe, yes.
And then the publishing for the vacancy will go out, President Saunders, you said the end of this week, by the 18th? Or?
What was that?
What date will the publication actually be posted?
We'll try and get that out this week, yeah, this week.
Okay, and Jeff, where do you post those? Do those go into the post office or do, I'm concerned because is our Facebook page back up and running?
I don't think the Facebook page is back up yet. Kelly, I thought you had a list of places where we typically post those, the notice, is that right?
Yes, but the notice has to go in the paper. So I will contact our person from the paper. I think it would have to be in tomorrow. I think that the local papers run on Thursday, but I'll check with her. But it will go out this week regardless. And yes, we will put it in the post offices that we post the agendas as well.
Yeah.
Okay, according to the policy in 4097.4, it says a district may publish a public notice of the vacancy in the paper. So if we can't make a paper deadline by the end of this week, I don't think we're in violation of our policy if it's posted several other places.
I think it might have to be posted in the newspaper. So I'll look at that as well.
Yeah, I would try to get it in the paper. I would.
Yeah, and if we don't get it in tomorrow, we can get it in next week.
Okay.
Yeah, it needs to get it in the paper. Week.
It's going to be our largest access app besides social media.
Well, and, I don't think the newspaper. I assume you're talking about the Georgetown Gazette. That doesn't have a real good circulation down by in the areas of Cool and that sort of thing. I think we should also pursue, you know, Facebook somehow. I think that the more we get it out there, then, you know, the more we're likely we're going to get some responses.
Yeah, usually what we do, and Kelly's been very good at also putting a copy of our press releases on the district website. So then as board members, you can link back to the district website that information since our Facebook is down, and that will give further access out. Then citizens can and community members can share the website access that you put on your Facebook pages.
Does anybody check the Auburn Journal?
Some people in Cool do, but I don't know of anybody up in the Georgetown half. I know people in the Cool area do.
What about the Mountain Democrat? Is that something worth
pursuing? Yeah, and I'd put it in the Mountain Democrat as well. So between the Democrat and the Gazette, those are our two largest circulars, although they have limited people read them. But many more people may have online subscriptions now than actually getting the individual. So
I believe that our account, when we post something in the newspaper, goes to several different newspapers. It just doesn't go to one. Mm-hmm. So it will be put in each different paper with one posting.
Good. Yeah, that I remember that. So we'll let you know what newspapers it's going to be in, or it will be in.
Okay, let's open it up for any public comments. Mr. Dowd. You're still muted.
Okay, how about putting it on email? Email, GPUD email.
Okay, Mr. We can, but our email is, we're down to what, 480 something. So that's not gonna be the best sharing, but we can put it out in email as well.
Okay.
I don't know the feasibility of doing it as a text message that will contact more people in the district, but.
Well, we don't wanna, we like to kind of reserve that for, not that this
emergencies,
is.
Emergencies,
yeah.
Yeah. Any other public comments? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board for any further discussion. Okay.
The only comment I would have, President Saunders, is for those that are on the call that are part of our community, if they could spread the word so that we get, you know, quite a few candidates interested. I'd like to see if we can get a pretty healthy pool of candidates to choose from. It's a new board and we've got a lot of important work to do. So I'd like to see those that are sitting on the fence or are at least possibly considering it be notified or not miss the notification so that they could apply if they're so inclined.
Yep. Thank you. Okay, so is there any action other than needed on that?
You can unmute yourself and ask.
Okay. Mr. Dowd, you have another question?
Yeah, what about CAFO? Putting a word on CAFO.
Oh, the radio station? Do they do public service announcements?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Can check and see.
Yeah, that might be a good option to check into. Kelly, have you ever used and done anything with the radio station?
I think last month Adam did the webinar, and so I have a contact for the radio station, so I can email them and ask how we go about doing a public service announcement related to the appointment.
Thank you. That might be helpful.
Okay.
So we were just looking for direction from the board. So I think we've received direction.
Yes, so I guess we're gonna send it out to be due by the close of business on January 4th. We're also gonna send out that information to the Office of Elections that stated that we had a vacancy and the board is choosing to go with a appointment versus special election. And we will send it out the public notice to the appropriate places and additional places if we are able to do it.
And President Saunders, just for clarification, who is it that notifies El Dorado County Elections Department? Is that Barbara or is that Jeff?
Nope, the district.
Yeah, you just, it's not a big deal.
It's not a formal thing, just the letter's already been drafted and there's also a message on a voicemail, so it will be within the 15 days, so we're covered, just that, so they have a copy of it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, item 5B, authorizing change of bank signatory authority.
This is pretty self-explanatory, but the El Dorado Savings Bank requires formal approval of signatories, formal approval by the board of directors for signatories on the district's accounts.
So this would be to approve the
resolution,
which puts in directors Saunders, Garcia, McDonald, and Thornborough as signatories to the account. Okay, any public comments on this item? Okay, seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board. Any discussion?
I just have a clarifying question. Do those of us who have signed need to sign again since this is a new year? Kelly shaking her head, yes. Okay, so Jeff, is it possible that when Director Thornborough and I are up signing checks on Thursday, we can both sign at that time?
So, yes, I think if it's required. I'm not sure if you mean signatory cards. Do they need to sign a new signatory card at the bank? I'm not sure, Kelly. But if so, we'll have them there.
It's my understanding that they have to go into the bank to sign the card.
Right, but the people that already have a card signed at the bank don't need to re-sign.
It was my understanding from Christina that everyone needed to go back into the bank, but I could be incorrect.
Yeah, well, we'll sort it out. And if that's the case,
okay,
Director Garcia, we'll make sure you have the signatory cards there.
Okay, great. Thank you. And if not, Jeff, if you find out that we do need to go into the bank, we can stop by the bank. We just need to know if those of us who are already on file need to refile with the bank. Yeah, if you could check out and let us know, that would be much appreciated.
Will do.
Okay. So on the item authorizing change of bank signatory authority, is there a motion?
I make a motion that we that we all go to the bank and sign the cards.
Well, it would be to adopt the resolution.
Okay, I'll make the motion to adopt the resolution.
I second that.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. McDonald.
Director McDonald seconds. Can I get a roll call vote, please, Kelly?
Director Saunders?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Thornborough?
Aye.
Director Aye. McDonald?
Aye.
The motion passes. Also would like to thank Kelly for all the work she did in getting this special meeting put together and all of the documents she was able to provide with us. And our next meeting is scheduled for the regular meeting in January for our regular meeting. And looks like we will be setting up a special meeting for to go over the interview candidates process as well to see who we're going to bring back. So look forward to having a special meeting sometime before that. Any other additional comments?
Is the bank located in Georgetown?
Yes, yeah. It's the Wells Fargo in Georgetown.
No,
El Dorado
Savings Bank.
It's the one right near the pizza place. All right, seeing no further comments, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
I'll second that one.
All right. Motion to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Aye.
Motion passes. Everybody have a good, happy day, holiday season if we don't see you before then, and See you next year.
Happy holiday. Happy New Year.
Yep.
Thank happy you. Merry holiday. Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you. Michael?